Well, that's nice for you, Kate.
It's going to cost £95.
Gosh.
Daddy says I'm spoilt. He'll still buy it for me, though.
Are you two ready?
The car will be here soon.
I'm ready, Auntie Jill.
That's a good girl.
Auntie Jill, don't you think Shula looks like a fairy princess?
Yes, she'd better not go kissing any frogs.
That's a laugh. Can we go yet?
In a minute, dear. Why don't you go and look out for the car?
I want to sit in the middle. Shall I stand on the steps and wave so they know they've come to the right place?
Don't crease your dress.
All right, I won't.
I give her 2 hours, then I throttle her. Is this headdress all right?
It looks lovely. Oh, dear. Listen to the bells. I don't know who's more nervous, your father or me.
What's Dad got to be nervous about? This is the moment he's been waiting for since Shula was born.
It's very emotional for him. He's got to give her away.
I suppose he has. No one's going to buy her, are they?
Oh.
Hey, she remembered to swap her engagement ring to the other hand.
Yes, I saw her do it. I do hope David recognises Bunty. She'll be furious if she has to find her own pew.
How can you miss Bunty? She gets her clothes from Rent-A-Tent.
Will someone get that child out of the house before I break her neck?
If anyone's going to strangle Kate, I think as chief bridesmaid it should be me.
What's she doing now?
She's decided she wants to wear nail varnish.
Oh, I'll sort her out, little pest.
Right, Jill, at the double. Your car's here.
I'll go and get the brat.
You must not keep him waiting. Come on, off you go.
You do look lovely, Shula.
Thanks, Mum.
So do you.
Oh. Oh, dear. Bye, Phil.
Bye. See you there. Well, here we are. Do you want a drink of anything?
No, thanks, Dad. It did spoil my lipstick. Anyway, I'm quite calm.
Oh, good. You can help me up the aisle.
Come on, you're not nervous.
Well, not nervous exactly, but... Well, I've never done this before.
It's all new to me, too. Look, Dad, thanks for everything.
Oh, good grief. If I can't give my daughter a good send-off...
I know I'm doing the right thing.
Well, of course you are.
I'm just sorry it's been so long drawn out.
Well, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters to me and your mother. You know that.
Yes. Oh, I hope the car's here soon.
Oh, we don't have to go straight away. It's the bride's prerogative to be late, isn't it?
I know, but I don't want poor Mark to think I'm not coming.
I wonder who's playing the organ.
It can't be Mr. Archer.
He must have a stand-in. Are you sure you've got the ring, Nigel?
Alice, of course, is going to hop to and fro during the service.
The ring?
I keep telling you, it's quite safe. Show me.
No,
you've got to trust me.
It's easy for you to say.
Here, have another swig of my hip flask.
No, thanks.
It'll make you feel much better. Oh, your mother's looking a bit tearful.
She'll be all right. And you've got enough cash to pay the church fees.
I've already paid them. Oh, there's Mrs. Archer. Look, with Tony. Oh, she looks a bit tearful too.
Will you shut up? It's a wedding, not a wake.
It's a very momentous day for the mothers.
I hope Shula's all right.
You haven't seen her today, have you? It's awful bad luck.
I rang her up. She sounded fine.
She's got Lizzie to look after her, and you've got me.
Yes. About the reception, don't forget you've got to drive Shula's car over to Netherbourne Hall for us to go away.
Honestly, Mark, I'm not a half-wit.
I didn't say you were.
Just leave everything to me. Hey, up. Here we go.
Well, get up. Right. Do I leave my hat and gloves here?
Yes, don't worry. I'll take care of them.
What's the matter? You're not scared, are you? No. But I'd feel a lot happier if I knew you'd got the ring.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honourable estate, instituted of God himself, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church. Mark Charles Timothy, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live.
I will.
Shula Mary, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together according to God's law in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
How's the rest of the family?
Oh, much the same as usual. I think Elizabeth's in love again.
Ah, the best medicine in the world, or so they say.
It's very good of you to see me on a Saturday. I know you're going away for the weekend.
Well, I can understand you being anxious. Now, I need to ask you some questions.
Oh?
It's only routine. First, exactly how late are you?
About 2 weeks, just over.
How regular are you normally?
Well, like clockwork.
I see. And are there any other reasons why you think you might be pregnant? Nausea, dizziness?
I've developed a taste for peanut butter.
Hardly conclusive.
No.
There might be a lot of other reasons why you're so late, you know.
What reasons?
Well, stress. Your new job at the Bellamy Estate, for example.
Oh, it's not my job, Matthew. I can cope with that.
Well, we have to explore all the other possibilities, of course, but I do think that having a test would be advisable.
I hope it won't take forever. It's all a bit of a worry.
Tell me, how does Mark feel?
He doesn't know.
Oh?
I didn't think there was any point in worrying him, too. Not until I was sure.
Do you think he might be worried by it, then?
What I meant was, I don't want to fuss him over what may be a false alarm. But, you see, we're having problems with the ewes at Brookfield. They're aborting.
Have you had any contact with the sheep yourself?
No, not since I suspected. But I was there almost every day before that. That's why I want to know as soon as possible if I'm pregnant.
Right. We'll get a Gravindex done. Let me have a specimen first thing on Monday morning and I'll get it off to the laboratory.
How soon will I know?
Oh, it should take between 3 and 4 working days.
Oh.
So it's Thursday of next week at the earliest, more likely Friday.
How will I find out?
The result will come back here. Call in on Friday yourself if you're passing, or phone, and I'll tell you then.
I know you're trying not to sound disappointed.
Am I succeeding?
No.
Sorry, dear. I know it would have been the wrong time for you.
Imagine having morning sickness and exams at the same time. Horrendous.
Yes.
And after Auntie Peggy got me the job at the estate, having to tell her I was off to have a baby.
You better let her know you're not.
Auntie Peggy? Oh, don't say the whole village knows.
No, love, but I'm afraid I had to confide in someone.
You might as well have confided in the 9 o'clock news.
Peggy can keep a secret when she's asked to.
That's it. I'm done for.
Morning, love.
Why didn't you go to bed hours ago?
Because every time I tried to leave the lambing shed, something else happened. Most notably, this.
Oh, gosh, that's a tiny one.
Shall I stick him in the arga?
Oh, no, give him to me.
We'd better wrap him up in a blanket if you're going to hold him, dear.
Oh, the little love. He's minute.
Careful.
I've got him. Oh, you sweetie pie.
If I didn't know you better, Shula, I'd say you were acting broody over these lambs.
Here you are. Keep him snug.
I'm not broody. I've got exams in April.
Oh, well, then, you wouldn't be, would you? Not if you got exams.
What time shall I wake you up, David? I expect you'll want some lunch.
I'd rather sleep straight through.
Hi, everyone.
Morning, dear.
Hello. Well, what are you doing here, Shula?
She came to give us some news.
Do I need a cup of coffee before I hear this?
I think you should put your slippers on. Fancy wandering about in bare feet.
Slippers stop my feet breathing.
Well, I'm going to go to bed before your feet get too overpowering. Bye, see you at dinner time.
See you later.
Bye. I'll make some coffee. You are a treasure. Right, what's the news?
Shula's not going to have a baby.
Well, hold the front page.
We all thought she was, you see.
Mum, I may only be a humble Telyad sales girl. I may not actually be a cub reporter yet. But even I know that if someone's not going to do something, then it isn't news.
How do you feel, love?
Not too bad. A bit woozy.
Well, just relax.
It's no worse than I felt after that party at Tony and Pat's.
No pain anywhere.
Not really. It's just a bit uncomfortable, that's all. Especially around my navel.
It's bound to be.
And it hurts a bit on my right side.
Oh, have you told them?
It's all right. They said it might do.
What, in your side?
Yes, it's quite normal, apparently.
Oh, I see.
Mark, you should see your face.
What about my face?
You are an old worry-guts, aren't you?
Would you rather I didn't?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Don't try and move, you idiot.
I'm going to have to in a minute.
Well, wait till you're ready.
Okay.
It's all right in here, isn't it?
Yeah, fine.
Wouldn't mind a couple of days myself.
I don't recommend it. Just when you're getting relaxed, someone comes and pokes a telescope in your tummy.
I'd get a shock if they looked in mine.
I bet they would.
Hello.
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 How are you feeling now, Shula?
Bit sore?
Not too bad, thanks.
Fine. Well, I've got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, dear.
Everything went fine. We've had a good look at your tubes, and you'll be glad to hear they're clear.
Oh, good.
It looks as though you produced an egg this month. We've taken a sample just to confirm it.
I see.
But basically, you seem to be ovulating normally.
Oh, that's great.
What's the bad news?
Well, it's not very bad. You've got what we call endometriosis.
What?
Endometriosis. It's where pieces of the uterine lining get pushed back into the pelvis area.
Oh, I see.
It's a bit like menstruating backwards.
Is this what's causing the problem?
It may well be. You said you'd been having painful periods, Shula?
Yes, I have. They've been getting worse, too.
That's what we'd expect.
Well, what can you do about it, then?
We've done it, actually.
Done it?
Hmm. It's just a matter of burning away the fragments of tissue. They're very small.
Right.
So, you should be clear now, Shula.
Does this mean everything's okay?
Well, let's see how it goes, shall we? Give things a chance to heal up.
Yeah.
But what if it's not all right? What happens then?
We'll have to do a few more tests.
Oh, no, not more.
Well, with a bit of luck, it won't be necessary.
I hope not.
Anyway, I'm sure you've got a load of questions you want to ask.
No, I don't think so.
What about you, Mark?
Not really.
I expect you'll think of them as soon as you get in the car.
I'm just glad it's all done.
Yes. Well, if you do think of anything, you can always give me a ring.
Right. Thanks.
Oh, there is just one thing.
Yes?
When can I go home?
I think I've had enough, to be honest. Zebedee's pulling my arms out of their sockets. Shouldn't he be in a stronger bit?
Oh, it'll only take a snuffle, apparently. He's got a very soft mouth.
Oh, he's putting up a real fight.
Yeah, he was an absolute pussycat when I took him out for a hack the other day. Now look at him.
Well, I can see why his owner won't take him out.
Should be getting danger money. Should we call it a day?
Yeah. Time I checked up on Michelangelo, anyway.
Don't.
Ah, here we go.
Hey! Hang on, Zebedee, I'm not ready. Steady, steady. Oh, gosh, I nearly came off then.
Oh, crumbs, look at that hedge. There's no way I'm going over that.
Head for the gate.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, you wretched animal. Oh, I don't think I can turn him, Caroline. He's not interested. I'm going to have to go for it.
Shula, don't. You're mad. Shula, turn him. Turn him. Oh, no.
Shula, you could have done yourself a terrible injury.
If I hadn't been with Caroline, I'd probably still be lying there.
But you are all right.
Yeah, just black and blue all over. I've just been in to see if Betty's got any arnica ointment, but she hasn't.
Oh, I have got some at Brookfield. You know, your father swears by it for bruises.
Oh, could I have some? Mm. I could pop in at lunch on my way back.
Of course. But shouldn't you get Matthew to check you over?
My pride is more bruised than anything else. He was a tough horse to control. Honestly, Mum, I'm fine.
It was naughty of Chris to let you ride him in the first place.
She wasn't to know. He's only been in livery a couple of weeks and he seemed all right.
Still, she ought to tell the owner.
Don't worry. He'll have to get someone else to do his dirty work from now on.
I thought you were old enough for me to stop worrying about. Honestly, between you and Mark...
We should rename Glebe Cottage the Cottage Hospital.
How is he, anyway?
Oh, much better. Not much good at massage with only one arm in action, though.
Oh! Hello, morning, Tony.
Make way for the yoghurt man. Betty's supply of Ambridge's owner's arrived. And on time for a change.
Oh, could I pinch a couple of strawberry if you've got any?
Yeah, help yourself. But don't tell Pat. Jill?
Oh, strawberry for me as well, please.
Don't say I'm never generous to my nearest and dearest.
Thank you.
You seem surprisingly cheerful this morning.
Yeah, well, the Wicked Witch of the West is due to fly off on her broomstick today.
Lillian?
Got it in one.
Peggy's going to miss her, isn't she?
Yeah. Like a hole in the head.
I take it you didn't manage to reach an agreement over Bridge Farm.
No need. I came to the conclusion that if that's what landowning does for you, I'll stay a tenant for the rest of my natural.
Well, it would have cost you an awful lot of money, discount or no discount.
Still, it's a shame the whole thing has caused so much upset.
There's one good thing to come out of it. At least you think so, Shula.
Well, what's that?
Mum's persuaded Lillian to sell the estate as one lot if she can.
Really?
Yeah.
It'll mean a lot less money.
Miracles do happen.
How did Peggy talk her into it?
My sisters didn't inherit their guile from nowhere, you know.
Shula, that means you might be able to take over the estate for the new owner.
Well, yes, I might. It's certainly a step in the right direction. But it's too soon to think about it, really.
Well, I must get on that. See you both.
Yes. Bye, Tony.
Oh, thanks for the yoghurt.
Well, it's nice to see him so cheerful, considering everything.
Bit of a weight off his mind. Selling the estate as a whole makes a great difference to the tenants, you know.
Depending, of course, on who buys it.
Well, yes. We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed. Anyway, Mum, I must dash.
Are you eating at home, or shall I get you something?
Oh, that's kind of you. But I promised to have lunch with Mark.
Auntie Peggy, have you seen the file on the estate woodlands?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got it here on my desk. I should have put it back.
Don't worry, so long as it's safe.
My mind just isn't on the job at the moment.
Oh? What's the problem?
Well...
Yes?
Oh, you're going to find out soon enough anyway.
Find out what? Is there some news?
Jack's asked me to marry him.
Oh, Auntie Peggy, that's wonderful. Oh, congratulations. I'm delighted for you. So when's the wedding?
Oh, steady on, Shula. He only asked me last week.
Last week? You mean you haven't made your mind up yet?
No, I've made my mind up all right. I've said yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. But why haven't you told anyone?
We decided to keep it a secret until after the party for your mother and Uncle Tom.
Oh, so, now it's official.
Yes, I suppose it is. Not that we've told anyone yet.
Am I the first?
Apart from Caroline. Unless Jack's told someone else.
I am honoured. But what about Jennifer and Tony and Mrs. P?
Yes, well...
I'm sure they'll be delighted too.
Jennifer's been rather odd lately, and Tony can be very difficult.
So long as your posy is organically grown, I don't suppose Pat'll mind. Oh, Auntie Peggy, this is such good news. Don't let anyone spoil it for you.
Yes, you're right, I won't. Thank you, Shula, that's just what I needed to hear. Shula, please tell me it's none of my business if you like, but everything is all right between you and Mark.
How do you mean?
It's just that you do look a little peaky today.
I'm just tired.
And you were quite keen to get away from Mark when I called.
It's nothing, honestly.
I'm very fond of you and Mark. And if there is anything I can do...
Really, it's nothing.
Fair enough. But remember, the offer's always there.
Thank you. Actually, Auntie Peggy, there is something.
I thought so.
It may be nothing. I wasn't feeling well this morning, and it's true I do feel tired... But there's more to it than that. I don't know anything for sure.
Shula, you're not pregnant.
Oh, I don't even want to say the word in case I'm wrong.
Mark must be ever so pleased.
I'm so afraid of being disappointed, I haven't told him.
Have you seen Matthew?
I've made an appointment for tomorrow. But Mark doesn't know that either.
Aren't you going to tell him?
Not until I'm sure.
Oh?
And please, Auntie Peggy, don't you tell anyone.
All right, dear. I think I can contain myself. I've enough good news to tell everyone as it is.
Yes, you have. I think that calls for a double celebration. How about two cups of tea and a chocolate biscuit?
That'd be wonderful. I'll put the kettle on.
No, you won't. This is my treat. Let me do it.
But in your condition...
Auntie Peggy, please.
Dr. Thorogood told me he thought this was the problem.
There's a problem.
But if the test is positive...
Well, the scan shows there's no fetus in your womb.
But mightn't you have missed it?
I don't think so. What I'm concerned about is that you may have an ectopic pregnancy. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What?
It means the pregnancy has started to develop in the tube itself instead of in the womb.
What does that mean?
It's potentially very dangerous. If the tube splits, a lot of bleeding can occur.
Was that the pain I felt then?
Surely, my poor darling.
And that's most likely. And that's why you've been feeling dizzy.
Internal bleeding?
Yes. And we need to check that by looking inside you as soon as we can.
What's going to happen?
Well, the first thing we'll do is a laparoscopy. From your notes, you've had one of these before, haven't you?
What then?
If it's as we suspect, then we'll have to open you up and remove the damaged tube. If it's not too damaged, we may be able to repair it, after removing the pregnancy.
So I'll lose my fallopian tube?
I'm afraid if it's too damaged, it's no use to you anymore, Mrs. Hebden. We'll conserve it if we can, but you've still got a perfectly good one on the other side. And we'll leave the ovary in place.
So it won't affect my chances?
You'll still be able to have children, Mrs. Hebden. It'll hardly affect your chances at all.
Honesty?
Yes. Now, have you got any more questions?
No.
Don't think so.
Well, I think we'd better proceed as soon as possible, so I'll go and make the necessary arrangements for your admission.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
And don't worry. You'll be fine, Mrs. Hebden.
Oh, Mark.
Darling.
I'm so sorry.
You've nothing to be sorry for.
But I've let you down.
No, you haven't.
I have. I know how much you wanted this baby.
We both did.
And now everything's spoiled.
You heard what the doctor said. There'll be another time.
Oh, I'm such a failure.
No, you're not.
But I can't give you a baby.
Not this time. It doesn't matter. All that matters now is that you get better. For me. I need you, Shula. I need you more than anything in the world.
Your mum left the potatoes in the oven. It shouldn't be long now.
Oh, I'm not really hungry.
Perhaps you'll be tempted later, after you've seen the fireworks.
Maybe. I'm glad you had the bed moved over to the window.
Sure I'm not getting cold?
I'm fine. Honestly, I am. Oh, I hope Dad's going to be all right.
Jill seemed to think it was just a touch of overdoing things.
Well, she would say that, just so I wouldn't be worried.
The time to worry is when she calls for Matthew, and I know she hasn't.
That's true.
Good. Ah, oh, takes you back, doesn't it?
The excitement when we were little.
That smell of baking potatoes and gunpowder. I still get the same excitement even now.
If you want to go down and watch, Mark,
I'd rather sit here with you.
I'm sorry if I'm not the brightest of company.
I don't expect it, not after what you've been through.
It hasn't been easy for you either, has it?
Oh, I'm fine, you know me.
Do I?
What does that mean?
I think you've been putting on a show.
No, I haven't.
For my benefit, but a show nonetheless. What if I felt I couldn't go through all this again?
Is that what you feel?
I don't know what I feel.
Oh, that makes two of us then.
Perhaps if we could talk about it.
I thought you didn't want to.
Well, I can't feel any worse than I do now.
Oh, Shula, I wish you...
What?
Nothing.
Please, Mark.
At this moment, I feel I daren't let go of my feelings. If I did, well, I probably wouldn't be much support and help to you, would I?
I love you. That hasn't changed.
And I love you.
I know. I don't think I could have stood it otherwise.
Shall I tell you what I was thinking about when you were having the operation?
If you want to.
I do. I want you to know something. All I could think was, please, God, let Shula be all right. I wasn't thinking of the baby, I was just thinking of you.
When I woke up, I was thinking of you. I was thinking, he's going to be so disappointed. I've failed.
You never could.
Will you open the window for me?
Will I have cold?
Please.
All right.
I just wanted to smell the bonfire.
They all seem to be having a wonderful time, don't they? There, that should do it.
What?
The roses. I've trimmed the suckers from the bottom.
Oh, good.
They're looking better, don't you think?
Yes, they'll be fine now.
Perhaps I should do the lawn while it's still light.
Oh, come over here and have a drink.
Really, ought to tidy up the borders as well.
It'll keep till the weekend. Just relax. Gardens are for enjoying as well as working in, you know.
I enjoy working in it.
Here.
What's that?
Homemade lemonade.
Made by you?
Yes. There, now sit down for a few minutes.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
There's no need to sound surprised. You'll have to get used to it, you know.
To what?
Having time on your hands. Being able to sit in the garden and do nothing.
Make it sound as if I'm retiring.
Well, we'll have a lot more time together when you move.
Yeah.
Have you told anyone at work yet?
No, if I'm going to do it, it's best to keep it to myself as long as possible.
What do you mean, if? I thought you decided.
In principle, yes, I'd like to.
But?
Really not sure if it's the right time.
When would be the right time?
I don't know. Might not be a right time.
Mark!
Look, there are very few people going out on their own now, Shula. In fact, the trend's for bigger firms, not smaller.
But you said you didn't fancy being part of a huge firm.
I might not fancy it, but it gives me a lot more security. Wouldn't make nearly as much money in Borchester.
Not at first, maybe.
Maybe never.
All right, then, maybe never. But is that all that worries you?
I don't like taking risks with our future.
Oh, is this the same man who wanted to give up the law and become a blacksmith? Oh,
it was years ago, and it was a silly idea.
No, it wasn't. As it turned out, it wasn't the right thing to do, but it wasn't silly. And this certainly isn't.
Oh, I wish I could be sure of that.
It is the right thing to do, darling.
Is it?
Of course it is. There are more important things in life than making a lot of money.
You mean things like sitting in the garden on a summer's evening?
And not spending half your waking hours in a car.
And being near my wife.
You do want that, don't you?
Of course I do.
Good. So you will give in your notice? And you will move to Borchester?
Well, I don't know. Probably.
Mark, I'm serious. I know this is the best thing for you.
Yes, so do I.
So no more wobbling?
No more wobbling. Unless, of course...
What?
Might not be too late to become a blacksmith.
No.
She writes me out a cheque, and I say, would you like me to carry it out to your car, madam? And she says, oh, for that price, I expect you to deliver.
And you agreed?
Well, I didn't want her changing her mind.
You are an idiot.
So that's where I've been, delivering the thing to Gleeblands.
Shula?
Yeah?
Sorry to interrupt, Emily. I can't read your writing.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
That bit there, say.
Oh, yeah. The report is likely to have ramifications.
Oh, ramifications, of course.
Right.
Anyway, since I was in the area, I thought I'd drop in. You know, check that you're okay.
Well, as you can see, I'm fine.
Good.
A bit nervous, maybe.
What about?
Wondering how Mark's getting on. He's handing in his resignation today.
Already?
What do you mean, already? You knew he was going to do it at the end of the month.
Well, I was praying for a last-minute change of heart.
How many copies do you want of this, Shula?
Oh, 6 should do.
Right.
We thought we might come over this evening, actually.
What for?
Mark wants a look at the premises.
Again?
We were hoping to do the decorating next week.
Well, I've still got a load of stuff stored in there.
Well, you'd better get it shifted, hadn't you?
Shall I make a cup of coffee?
Oh, Susan, I didn't know you were a mind reader.
Haven't you got a storeroom to clear out?
I don't have to do it this instant.
There's no time like the present.
I'll put the kettle on.
How do you manage, Susan?
What?
Working for this slave driver.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Masochist.
Susan doesn't need someone standing over her with a big stick.
Oh, what's this?
What?
The picture.
Oh, it's just something Emma did at school. I brought it in to show Shula.
My mummy in the office.
It's meant to say office. Her spelling's a bit, well, you know.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I brought her in here the other day to show her where I work.
Oh, look, she's even drawn the rubber plant.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Shula?
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it?
How old is she now?
Oh, she'll be 7 in August. Oh.
They grow up so quickly, don't they? At last. I was about to go any minute.
Sorry, I'm late. You said you weren't doing anything.
No, I didn't. You said you wanted to chat and it sounded urgent.
Oh, make me feel guilty, thanks.
For heaven's sake, Elizabeth, stop snapping. I got you a white wine. You like dry, don't you?
Oh, I'm not drinking at the moment. I seem to be off it. I'll get a grapefruit juice in a bit.
Strange, I wonder why that is. Oh well, seeing as I've paid for it, I might as well drink it. Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, and before I forget... Here.
What's this?
Hot cross buns with love from Mum. She didn't want Mark's Easter spoiled for lack of a bun.
Very funny. I'll ring her tomorrow.
So...
I was just looking in Underwood's window. Have you seen those amazing lycra swimsuits they've just got in? Gorgeous colours. You'd look good in one. With your figure, you could easily wear one.
Not for much longer.
What? Elizabeth, speak to me. Oh, Elizabeth.
I'm pregnant.
Yes, I know.
How? How do you know? Who told you?
Cameron.
Cameron? Why? Simple. He thought I knew. I presume he thought we were a close family. You know, when someone's little sister gets pregnant and she tells her older sister, eccentric things like that.
I have told you.
Eventually.
Shula, I didn't want to hurt you. I just couldn't find the right way to tell you. I didn't want it to be messy like this.
What hurts is everyone thinking I'm such a delicate flower.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Elizabeth, please don't cry. You'll start me off.
I can't help it. I don't know why I am. Everything seems to be going wrong. You know, I never know where I am with Cameron. I've hurt Mum and Dad.
But you hate me now, don't you? Of course I don't hate you. You're my sister. I care about you. I don't expect that no one in the family will ever get pregnant just because... Well, just because it's not happening for me. And anyway, it'll be wonderful to be an auntie. And I'll help you through it all in any way I can.
I'm okay. I'll be back at work on Monday. And I'm really sorry I've messed you around like this.
As long as you're feeling better, that's the main thing. May I get you two ladies a drink?
Oh, I'll just have a Perrier water.
Me too, please.
Oh, that's simple enough.
So Shula alone at last?
Yes. It has been a week, hasn't it?
Yes. I wouldn't want to live through it again.
No. How did you get on with the fraud squad?
Oh, okay. I told them where Cameron's car was, so that put me in their good books.
His car?
Yes. It turns out that isn't paid for either. So I was able to point them to the right airport car park, at least.
You do know where he's gone. Is that what you wanted to tell me?
No. Well, maybe it would help you to understand if I told you the whole story.
I think you'd better.
I was supposed to be going on holiday with Cameron. He didn't tell me where. And I didn't tell anyone that's what we were doing because I had this fantasy that he was taking me to the Caribbean and we'd be married out there.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Well, people do it. Oh, I know I was a fool. Anyway, in the car going down, I kept talking about the baby. Our life together. All the things he didn't want to hear.
I don't think I've ever hated anyone as much as I hate that man.
Don't hate him, Shula. He's not worth it. Anyway, we pulled off the motorway and stopped at a pub. He went off to the loo. Never came back.
What? You mean he just left you? Without saying anything?
Yes. I went out to the car park and there were my suitcases.
And you didn't tell anybody? How did you get back?
Well, none of that matters. It's just... I've got something really hard to say to you. And I want you to understand why.
Oh, Elizabeth, I do understand.
You don't know what I'm going to say yet.
I think I've guessed. You must hate Cameron so much. No wonder you don't want this baby.
It isn't that. It was to start with, but...
But it wouldn't matter to me. I'd love it, and Mark would. If you've changed your mind, if you'd like us to have your baby...
I had an abortion, Shula. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I had to. It was all I could do.
An abortion? You got rid of the baby?
Shula, are you okay?
Yes. Yes. Look, Elizabeth, do you think you could see where Nigel's got to with those drinks?
Yes, of course. Shall I get you a brandy or something?
Here we are. And two mineral waters. Shula, whatever's the matter? You're as white as a sheet.
It's my fault. I've got some news. I should tell you too, Nigel.
Don't use that word.
Shula.
Lizzie, whatever is it?
It's my pregnancy. I had it terminated.
Oh.
So there's no baby anymore.
Oh, Lizzie, I don't know what to say.
Could you not say anything? I know it's my fault. I know I got myself into it. But I can't stand upsetting people so much or having to talk about it or having to think. I'm sorry, I've got to go.
got. Well, I suppose if she thought it was for the best.
How could it be? She was having a baby. She was having a baby and she stopped it. How could she do that? How could she?
It's very sweet of you to take me out to lunch. It was a lovely surprise. I wasn't really feeling like Sid's lasagna today.
I don't know if Nelson's quiche is a very exciting alternative.
Mm. Makes a nice change. Anyway, love, what's the news you wanted to tell me?
That's a bit disappointing, actually. I went to the shop to ask Betty about looking at Willow Farm again. You'll never guess.
What?
She and Mike are buying it, with the compensation.
Gosh. Still, I suppose it makes sense. At least he's not wasting the money on some harebrained scheme. And it'll be lovely for them to have their own home after all this time.
I wonder how much they offered. I got the impression Betty thought I was being distinctly pushy as it was. I didn't dare ask the price.
I should think not. You're not too disappointed, are you?
Not really. Well, maybe a bit. I'd started making plans. You know how you do.
I do indeed.
Apparently someone else is buying the land, but Betty didn't know who it was. Or she said she didn't. Probably some wealthy young farmer with more money than he knows what to do with.
I think those are thin on the ground these days. Anyway, love, there's plenty of other properties round and about. We can keep an eye on the Echo on Thursdays. You never know.
Yes, I suppose so.
By the way, has Martha nobbled you to sign her petition yet?
No.
Caroline signed it, but apparently Martha got her all confused, saying it was about too much traffic in the village.
Well, if anyone can confuse a person, it's Martha.
Caroline rang me this morning. She was in a very sprightly mood.
I think I'm expected to ask why.
Well, Robin went out in that awful rainstorm last night to meet her at Hollerton Junction. Mm. Brought her back to the vicarage for chicken casserole and TLC.
These men of the cloth, you just can't trust them.
I've never known anything like it. On again, off again, proposals, rejections.
Sounds positively teenage to me. You'd think someone like that could get his life sorted out.
And you sound positively middle-aged.
Oh, sorry. Didn't realise it was middle-aged to be happily married.
Shut up.
Anyway, have you heard any more from old what's-his-name about the estate?
Guy Pemberton, no. The trustee is still considering the offer. He seems a nice chap, but who knows what'll happen. Have some more wine.
No, that's enough. I've got to work this off now.
Me too. Oh, apparently Linda Snell is on the warpath.
Why? What have I done?
Not you. Caroline said Ambridge has been turned down by Newell, the town twinning choice. Linda thinks it's everyone's fault but hers. She worked so hard on that video, and she brushed up on all her French verbs.
So why were we turned down?
I've no idea.
But it was Linda Snell's French.
Don't be mean.
So, the thing we've got to decide is, are we really serious about looking for a new place now Willow Farm's out? I know you said we could look around, but what would you like to do, love? I mean, be honest, don't just say what you think I want to hear.
I don't know. I'm so fond of Glebe Cottage.
Yeah, but you said yourself maybe a change would do us good.
Yes, but don't push me. We don't want to make any wrong decisions. The last thing I want to do is move in haste and repent at leisure.
Any more bright ideas, Shula?
I didn't know it was going to rain.
Walking off our lunch in the park seemed a good idea half an hour ago.
Thank goodness we've got the bandstand to shelter in.
We saw this in a film at Christmas.
Did we?
You remember? Top Hat, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Oh, yes, and they sang...
Is this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? Isn't it?
I'm sorry I didn't tell you I was taking a holiday.
I was just a bit surprised, that's all.
I didn't plan it.
I gathered that much.
I just decided on the spur of the moment.
Not like you at all.
If I'm unpredictable, then you won't get bored with me.
I never would, Shula.
No?
So what's it all about?
Babies.
I see. At least I think I do.
When I gave Pip that christening mug...
I knew it.
What did you know?
That you were being a bit ambitious, thinking you could just sail through it without feeling bereft?
I think I did it on purpose.
Explain.
I wanted to know what I really felt about losing the baby, to really test myself.
Why?
I just wanted to know what my gut told me, not my nice, rational, well-ordered brain.
So what did it tell you?
That having a baby is one of the most important things in my life.
Oh, darling, look.
No, Mark, it isn't up for discussion anymore. I know I shouldn't be like this about it, but I'll do anything it takes to have a baby, anything at all.
Calm down, love, I'm on your side.
I know. And you're so patient.
There was anything I could do to make this happen.
It's down to me now.
We are trying.
No, we're not. But we are... All we're really doing is hoping that I'll get pregnant.
Hope's supposed to work wonders.
And faith can move mountains, yeah. But I'm talking cold, hard facts. I want a baby.
Do you mind staying outside for a while, Jill, while I tidy up?
No, of course not. I've been stuck inside cleaning the guest rooms.
Yeah.
Apart from a short trip to Home Farm to return Fly.
Oh, dear. Did Brian notice he was overweight?
George did warn me, didn't he?
Well...
I know I spoiled him. Still, Jennifer's in such a good mood at the moment, she didn't complain.
Good. By the way, I'm very pleased about Shula's news.
She's told you then?
She came and had a chat. She seemed very excited. A bit nervous, but that's to be expected.
You've been very supportive, Chris.
I just know what she's been going through.
I do hope the IVF works for her.
From what I've read, the results can be excellent.
And then again...
Whatever happens, Jill, she'll cope.
I know.
If you're cold, we could go inside.
No, it's nothing. Nope. I'm only going to be positive. At least when I'm with Shula.
And she could always adopt. It worked out well enough for me.
You and Peter are very close.
We don't live in each other's pockets, but he knows I'm always here if he needs me.
And how are you coping with Uncle Tom?
Can be very demanding.
No, really?
I feel so guilty.
Well, don't. You're doing the best you can. No one can expect more.
Oh, they can if they're Uncle Tom. while we're in jovial mood, you didn't happen to notice all those dust sheets on the floor in the village hall?
I thought that the floor was well protected.
It was, with the curtains and tablecloths.
You're joking.
I wish I was. Linda Snell used them all for paint covers over the weekend.
Oh, no. That woman causes chaos wherever she goes.
Yes, but we have to be grateful for all the work she's got done.
What about the curtains? Will the paint come out?
Oh, I thought we could have a go.
I'll do my best. I've got some stain removers.
Christine? Oh, Jill, hello.
Hello, Caroline.
Is something the matter?
A dippy. It's been stolen.
Oh, no.
Oh, Caroline, that's awful.
Have you spoken to the police?
Oh, yes. They were very efficient. Not very optimistic about his recovery, but efficient.
Oh, how dreadful. Did they mention horsewatch?
I think so. Tell you the truth, Christine, I didn't take it in. I just kept thinking.
Caroline.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you who to contact. If anybody can help you find him, they can. You have his ID certificate?
Yes. He's got one or two distinctive markings, and then there's his scar.
Uh-huh. Oh, you poor thing. I'm sure you'll get him back again.
Oh, it's the thought of him being ill-treated I can't stomach. Mm. All those dreadful stories in the
You
paper.
Mustn't even think that, Caroline.
I can't help it. I keep thinking of poor Ippy being mutilated.
Oh, there haven't been any reports of that sort of thing happening in this district. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
I'd have noticed if there'd been anything local.
Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it can't still happen.